Let's talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, I would describe this object as the humble microwave. I remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, it was the cutting edge thing to have in the home. But they don't seem to have changed a great deal, not to my notice. Have you noticed much changing in the space that is microwave ovens?
Look, I think it's a really good point. For a long time, microwaves looked the same and did pretty much the same thing for a long time. But in the last 18 months or so, we have started to see some changes. And it's not really about what happens inside the microwave. It's more about how you use it that I'm noticing is changing.
That's a shame, because I was hoping you were going to say, you know what, instead of heating stuff now, they can also cool stuff. I'm looking forward to that one day.
Something which does an instant cooling. No, yeah. What I am seeing here instead is you can now talk to your microwave. And I think, you know, Amazon being one of the biggest companies who is driving this whole, you know, smart home integration, they actually have a microwave on sale. Unfortunately, it's not in Australia yet, but it's got Alexa built into the microwave. And you might think, well, what's the point of that? But imagine the basics of just saying, you know, Alexa, cook this pie for 10 minutes or 2 minutes probably. And then away it goes. All you do is open the door, throw the pie in, and then talk to it. But we're also seeing other ways where you'll use your smartphone to scan the barcode of some frozen food, and then it will automatically tell the microwave how many minutes and for what temperature setting, so that when you chuck it in the microwave, all of that is ready to go.
Jeff, am I actually taking a leap of faith when I assume that you're a watcher of Star Trek Next Generation?
I'll be honest. I've never seen anything Star Trek before, only Star Wars. And
right.
I feel like, are you still there? Have you hung up on me yet?
Well, I only say that because in Star Trek Next Generation, they actually had the computer would create things. And so the captain would go and say, Earl Grey tea, 88 degrees centigrade, and it would just appear there. Now, obviously, our microwave's not going to make it appear. But what we're saying is the similar thing. We put our coffee and our water into the microwave, and you're saying, tell it what temperature, tell it how long.
That's exactly what you do. Yeah, and you can do it all through voice or through your phone. But for me, that barcode scanning thing is really cool because they've effectively integrated all the cooking instructions behind that barcode. So you can scan something and it already picks up how much time and temperature it needs, so it's cooked perfectly when you pour it out.
I suppose the other part of this space is the Thermomix. I mean, that is an extension of the microwave without necessarily using microwave technology.
It is. I mean, those Thermomixes are scary. I'm trying to keep one out of this home at the moment because of, well, financial reasons, they're expensive.
But good luck.
That really is that box that you just throw everything into and out comes some magical meal.
That's how my wife described it just before she purchased one, yes.
I don't really know too many people who are running to me saying you have to have one of these, always within the first month of owning one, but after a while it tends to die off.
It does. It's a little bit like a cult at the beginning, but after that, you can only get used to so much risotto rice. But, you know, it does have a wide and varied recipe book, which I guess is sort of the point that I'm getting to, is now you'll be able to use your technology to have it connected to the internet to say, I'd like beef stroganoff. And it takes you through the points that you need to make a perfect meal.
Yeah, that's completely true. And one of the extensions of that, again, is those Google Nest devices that have the screens, any of those smart devices that have a screen now, I'm using them to follow recipes on, and you know, they're all connected to taste.com and other websites like that, which will guide you through every step of the recipe, but it does it all through voice. So you basically then say to your speaker, next step, and it will tell you what the next thing is to do, and you're following this beautiful recipe on a screen and through voice. I mean, cooking is easy now. It is much easier.
Does that mean that you would be able to get the voice of one of those beautiful British chefs to be able to talk you through making it? Because that would be another level.
If it was Nigella Lawson giving me cooking instructions, I may not even end up cooking. I might just have her keep talking and say, yes, I've done that. Can you tell me the next thing to do?
She could read the phone book and then we'd be fine with that.
Absolutely.
Jeff Quattromani, thank you as always. It's got us back in the kitchen for sure today. You have a great day.
You too.